USA News, I'm Rich Johnson. Even the veterans of life along the Mississippi River around the Quad Cities realized that this new flood could be the worst one in decades. Water from melting snowpack in North Dakota and Minnesota is making its way downstream, already flooding much of Davenport, Iowa. Nearby resident Jack Boland says he's seen the change.
When I first moved out here, we had very small floods. We called them nuisance floods because that's about what they were. They came and went real fast. But the last few years, they've gotten worse.
The Mississippi at Davenport won't crest until this weekend. Strong storms are expected to return today to the Gulf Coast from South Texas to the Florida Panhandle. And officials around California are starting to get ready for heat waves that will trigger massive flooding thanks to all that melting snowpack in the mountains. WNBA star Brittany Griner says she'll never play again overseas except for the Olympics. In her first news conference since being released from a Russian prison, she talked about how she coped during her 10-month confinement.
Just digging deep, honestly. You know, you're going to be faced with adversities throughout your life. This was a pretty big one.
Griner says she does not begrudge other women who play basketball in Russia to compensate for the low pay of the WNBA. The NFL draft begins tonight in Kansas City. The Carolina Panthers are expected to take a quarterback with the number one pick. He took the TV talk show to a new level, what some say was a lower level. But Jerry Springer's show was definitely a hit from 1991 to 2018. After a short bout with cancer, Jerry Springer died today at his home in suburban Chicago. He was 79. Republican presidential hopeful Nikki Haley is stirring the pot a bit, telling Fox News if President Biden is reelected, it's unlikely that he would live through that full second term. This is USA News.
Progressive covers pets in our auto policy at no extra charge. Now, let's see what your dog has to say.
As a dog, I think Progressive's auto pet policy is... Oh, what is that? That's just my tail. Weird. Anyway, Progressive protects... There it is again. See? This is why I need protection. I'm so distracted. Nope, that is still my tail.
Progressive Auto Insurance covers pets for up to $1,000 in a car accident at no extra charge. And we think your dog would say that's great, too. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage for cats and dogs included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
It's destined to fail, but a bill that would ban biological males from competing in women's and girls' sports was the subject of debate on the floor of the U.S. Senate.
Title IX is the law of the land, whether the far left likes it or not.
Iowa Republican Jody Ernst is a co-sponsor of the bill that passed the House. It would call for inspections of female athletes to ensure they're born female. Hawaii Democrat Mazie Hirono opposes that.
These sex tests involve every girl's privacy and open the door to harassment for anyone who is perceived as different.
The bill is not expected to win Senate approval. The debate came on the same day that the State House in Montana banned a transgender lawmaker from the House floor for the rest of the session. Democrat Zoe Zephyr refused to retract comments that Republicans say violated House rules. Zephyr said during debate GOP lawmakers would have blood on their hands for passing bills restricting gender-affirming care for minors. Just a day after a ban on assault weapons became the law in the state of Washington, the National Rifle Association has joined the fight to overturn it. The NRA suit claims the ban violates the 2nd and 14th Amendments to the U.S. Constitution. It's the third suit filed since Washington Governor Jay Inslee signed the bill. The state attorney general says he's confident the ban will survive legal challenges. I'm Rich Johnson, USA News.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for a breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select or request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo orders.